Okay, our next guest is two young ladies in the studio, and we start with Francine Gordon, co-founder and vice president, and Allison Joseph, treasurer of the Capital Region's West Indian Association. They are in studio today to talk about this Saturday's Health and Wellness Festival held at Jennings Landing in Albany. Welcome to the show, ladies.
Thank you for having us.
Okay,
thank
and
you.
Should I say young ladies?
Absolutely.
Okay, so let me dig right in then. When was the Capital Region West Indian Association founded and why?
The Capital Region West Indian Association was founded last year, actually the summer of 2018. And basically we founded this association, like we say in our mission statement, to unify people of, you know, West Indian descent, businesses that focuses on West Indian, you know, product and things of that nature. So we wanted to bring more of our culture and heritage to the forefront of the Capital Region.
Okay, so the mission statement basically is? Mm-hmm. Okay, great. So what are the areas of the Capital Region do you primarily serve?
We serve the entire Capital Region, Albany, Schenectady, Saratoga.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay. And how was the organization, or how has the organization been received by the Capital Region's community, Ms. Joseph?
We've actually been well received in the Capital Region. We've had, I believe in February, we had our Soca Explosion event, and people were so excited about it, and everyone was asking us to do more events. So it's a lot of times people from the Caribbean and the West Indies are in the community, but they've pretty much assimilated into the culture. Mm-hmm. So we don't know that they're here. So now now this is our way of getting everybody out and having the culture represented.
Okay.
So tell us some of the impacts that you've had in our Capital Region community and about this event and what you're hoping to achieve, your event, just for the health of it.
I think we're going to go to you, Ms. Gordon.
Okay, the impact and what we're trying to achieve with just for the health of it. Basically, as what Allison was saying, when we did our Soca Explosion, it was very well received. And we noticed that, you know, a lot of our programs, especially that was geared towards, you know, physical wellness. So, you know, after brainstorming, we thought doing Just for the Health of It, which is a health and wellness festival that focuses on the seven dimensions of wellness. We wanted, you know, just to bring everyone together, do more things to bring awareness so that, you know, we as a community, especially people from the West Indies and beyond, can be more in tune with themselves as far as with wellness, whether it's financial, physical, occupational, environmental. And basically, we wanted to do seven dimensions of wellness because everything, you know, it's well-rounded. Everything is connected to each other. So that's why we decided to make that, you know, the focus of the festival.
So tell us why you decided to do a health fair. What is the need in the community?
Well, in the community as a whole, obviously, health and wellness is important, but it is especially important in the Caribbean communities because often a lot of issues don't get addressed, whether there are cultural differences, language barriers, just disconnected from resources. So I felt that it was important for us to do this type of event so that we can bring those resources to the community so that people know their options and their resources available to them.
Oh, great, great. So what's the organization and what organization and vendors, what can they expect to see at the event?
Organization and vendors that will be at the event. We have a variety of vendors. Like we said, we decided we want to focus on all dimensions of wellness. So okay. There'll be people there from, you know, financial wellness, occupational, and we're going to have some food vendors such as, you know, D&M Jerk Center for people that, you know, love Caribbean food. We're also going to have CDPHP.
Wow.
And also, yeah, places like that. Also Hudson Valley. And we're going to be having Mission Accomplished Transition. Fidelis Care is also going to be there. The Focus Churches of Albany. So we're trying to have a very well-rounded variety of vendors that focuses on all dimensions. So not just one, you know, one topic, not just physical, but everything.
So can you talk a little bit more about the National Caribbean American Heritage Month? Wow, that sounds really interesting. And Ms. Joseph, would you like to address that?
Sure. Okay. So June is National Caribbean American Heritage Month. And National Caribbean Heritage Month, during Caribbean American Heritage Month, we honor America's long shared history with our neighbors in the Caribbean and celebrate the Caribbean Americans who have enriched this nation. Okay. So what we are trying to do here in the Capital Region is to bring this to the forefront. Often in some of the larger cities, New York City, Atlanta, and these places, they highlight it and they celebrate it. Mm-hmm. And there's more impact on, you know, about that. Here in the Capital Region, not so much. So we're trying to bring this to the forefront and have people recognize that people from the Caribbean are here. Great. And we have been contributing and will continue to be contributing to the area.
So what do you hope they walk away with at this event?
We're hoping that people walk away knowing more about our culture and our heritage.
Okay.
So that's what we're trying to do. We love our culture. We love our heritage. So we want to know more about our culture and heritage, and that's why we formed this association because, you know, people from the West Indies are not just from one part, whether it's from Jamaica, you know, Haiti. We want to learn, as a Jamaican myself, I want to learn more about other, you know, cultures within the West Indies. Right. So that's why we wanted to come together. We can learn about each other's culture and heritage and bring that to the forefront to the Capital Region, to people that, you know, whether they're from the West Indies or not.
So what's next? Real quick, and we'll close out. What's next for the Capital Region West Indian Association?
Well, we have a sip and paint coming up in June.
Sip and paint.
That's
right there.
So, that's
right, Alexis.
June 23rd.
Okay.
So we're hoping that you check us out on our Facebook page for that event. So we're hoping people will come out and enjoy themselves.
We're also hoping to grow as an association. So we are looking for board members. If you want to join our association,
tell them real quick, please, we'll close out. How do they reach you then?
You reach us? You go on Facebook, Capital Region West Indian Association, or you can send us an email at capitalregionwia@gmail.com.
All right. Well, ladies, thank you so much. I know there's so much more we could talk about. We're going to have you back in the future. You are part of the WOOC family. Thank you. I appreciate everything that you do. This event is really going to be awesome. I've heard a lot of energy around it.
Right.
And God bless you and continued success in each and everything you do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Looking forward to hearing from you soon.
Right.
All right.